This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. As today is Thanksgiving Eve, I am encouraging you to stir up something special in another person. On the day before Thanksgiving, you would likely have all the burners on your stove going. Although this year is somewhat different, given the recent surge in coronavirus cases, which likely means you won't be having as big of a celebration as you normally would. As you may be a little less focused on stirring up something special in your pots, this presents a great opportunity to stir up something special in another person. Sometimes it's only lending a listening ear or being present in a conversation rather than being preoccupied with all the details. It can also be planting seeds of inspiration and wisdom. Quite honestly, I've spent too many holidays stirring my pots and trying to make sure everything was just right that I can often overlook the purpose of the day. When I think about my own actions, I think about Mary and Martha, Lazarus' two sisters, and the ways in which their worship of Jesus differed. As we know, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Shortly thereafter, Mary and Martha threw a huge celebration dinner for Jesus. During the party, Martha spent her time stirring around, trying to make sure everything was perfect. Meanwhile, Mary was just found sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his every word. When Martha complained to Jesus that Mary was sitting while she was stirring around, Jesus told her that Mary had discovered the right course to take. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today and watch me stirring some pots and sharing my own stories. But before you do, remember these words. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So today, stir up something in another.